Good morning, friends around the world. Let's begin our meditation by considering what the love of God truly means. I don't know about you, but I sense most of our world problems and so many of our personal problems could be resolved if we only grasp the height, the width, and the depth of love that God has for each of us and all of creation. You know, each morning I pray, Lord, fill me with your unconditional love, please. That love is so hard to understand. If only I could grasp it somewhat, I think I'd be a better person. So what is this love, this unconditional love? Well, if I had a good answer to this question, I think we could get on that pathway towards it. Maybe the best thing I can offer us today is a brief human story that merely attempts to get as close to understanding the love of God has for each of us and all creation. Here's the story titled, Whatever It Takes. A young girl named Liz was suffering from a rare and serious disease. Her only chance of recovery was a blood transfusion from her 5-year-old brother, who had miraculously survived the same disease and developed the antibodies needed to combat the illness. The doctors explained the situation to her little brother and asked him if he would be willing to give his blood to his sister. The boy hesitated for a moment before taking a deep breath and saying, "Yes, I'll do it if it will save her." As the transfusion progressed, he lay in bed next to his sister and smiled as the color returned to her cheeks. Then his face grew pale and his smile faded. He looked up at the doctor and asked in a trembling voice, "Will I start to die right away? Being so young." The little boy had misunderstood. He thought he had to give his sister all of his blood to save her. That, my friends, is as close to explaining the unconditional love that God has for each of us. And if that's true, and I believe it is, then how can we respond in so many ways to one another and to our world that is the antithesis of God's love for us? How can we allow children in the world to starve to death? How can we drop bombs on cities and kill thousands, if not hundreds of thousands, of innocent women and children? I'm certain you have your own questions too, don't you? Let's take the rest of the time we have together this morning and contemplate this love. Let's contemplate how each of us falls so short of loving one another and our creation unconditionally. And let's contemplate how we can get on that path that leads us to a life which loves his sister so much that he'd die so that she might live. God, fill me with your unconditional love, please.